A young man called his mother and excitedly announced that he had just met the woman of his dreams. His mother said, "Why don't you send her flowers and invite her to your apartment for a home-cooked meal?" And the day after the big date, his mother called to see how things had gone. "Mom, the evening was a complete disaster," he replied. "It was horrible." "Why? Didn't she come over?" his mother asked. "Yes, she came over, but she refused to cook." The young man obviously did not understand what his mom was suggesting. But you know, like him, I think all of us have these urgings to be the one to be served. And today, in our Matthew passage, we hear Jesus say, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves the son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me." But these are hard verses to hear because we come to church to feel good about our lives and ourselves. We want peace and harmony. We don't want the division and angst that Jesus seems to be offering here in this passage that we heard today. But I think we have to remind ourselves context is very important here. The Gospel of Matthew was written around 100 AD when Jewish people and members of the Jewish sect called the People of the Way, who the followers of Jesus were part of, were all living together in one community, or in their communities. And so that made for a lot of tension. Many of the followers of Christ knew the rejection of their families when they came out as being followers of the man from Nazareth. I think we all can understand that it was probably the same as how in the early days of the LGBTQ+ movement, when families rejected members of their family who came out as being gay or lesbian. The overall force of these verses is that faith in Jesus takes precedence over even one's own family. But how can that be? Is Jesus inviting the breakup of families? We often think that our faith in Jesus will create stronger families. I mean, isn't that what family values seems to talk about? But you see, that's the problem. It's not about us. Our faith in God and in Christ, it's not about having wonderful, serene families that bless us and make us feel good about ourselves and our lives. Jesus is standing before us today saying, it's not about you. It's not about feeling peaceful and harmonious in our personal lives. We live in a society where everywhere we look, we see people telling us that it is about us. Look out for number one. Enjoy the good life. You deserve a break today. Even today, we are hearing from people who say wearing a mask or self-distancing deprived them of their freedom. And what they're really saying is, it's about them. There's that little pesky phrase, whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it. Those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Jesus is saying some hard stuff here. Take up your Christ's cross and be willing to be cut off from your family if they won't come along. Love your enemies. Be willing to give up everything you have for me. face of such charges, many will ask, okay, Christ, what's in it for me? What will be my reward? And isn't it true? We live in a society of rewards. You do good, you do what is right, you will be rewarded. But think about it. Did we think before accepting someone as a friend, what's in it for me? When you fell in love with that special person, did you ask yourself, what's in this for me? When you decided to have children, did you ask yourself, what's in it for me? I would venture to say that when other people are important to us, then we say that it's not about us at all. It's about the other person. And today, Jesus is telling us that what's in it for me is not a biblical question, since our faith in Jesus is not about us. Our faith in Jesus is about building connections with God and creating community with other people. These are the things that we desire down deep. It's why the current racial protests and the chant of Black Lives Matter are so important, because it's saying it's not about us, especially when the white people are saying those things. It's about the lives of Black people of color. When the lives of others during this pandemic don't matter because it's more important that we not be bothered by wearing a face mask or self-distancing, then we're not willing to carry the cross of Christ and follow in the steps of God in Christ. And yet, we often do things that will get us rewards, something that we want. What's in it for me? Reverend Dr. Barbara Brown Taylor, one of the preeminent preachers of our time, writes, what the Bible tells us over and over again, what our lives tell us, is that the only reward for doing God's work is doing God's work, period. When we take up the cross of Christ, our reward is knowing that we took up the cross of Christ. It's the satisfaction that we of knowing that we are doing what God wants us to be doing. Giving the cup of cold water is the reward because we feel good after doing it. When I stayed overnight with or hosted the Family Promise people, I feel good that I did something for someone else. Even though I may not have done much, I was there because someone else needed me to be there. It's about them. It's not about me. Seminary and college professor Dr. Cornell West wrote on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the assassination of Malcolm X, the country is in deep trouble. We've forgotten that a rich life consists fundamentally of serving others, trying to leave the world a little better than you found it. We need the courage to question the powers that be, the courage to be impatient with evil and patient with people, the courage to fight for social justice. In many instances, we will be stepping out on nothing and just hoping to land on something. But that's the struggle. To live is to wrestle with despair, yet never allow despair to have the last word. In many ways, surviving the struggle is the reward. Feeling like we took something that was wrong and in our own way, small way, made it right. That's the reward. More than likely, we will not get the special plaque that says thanks for what you did. But we know in our hearts that what we did was good, was right, was decent. We can enjoy being co-creators with God. reward of doing God's work is knowing that others may see the image of God in us after we've already seen the image of God in them. And this can only happen when we begin in our lives to say that it's not about us, but it's about them. When we say it's about them, we put the image of God in that other person. It's about the stranger on the street. It's about the homeless person. It's about the mentally confused person. All the different people we meet in our lives. It's about the black people protesting for their rights. When we can offer the cup of cold water, a cup of hope to these people, then we will know our reward. Jesus' life and teachings may have caused families to rupture. But the truth of the matter was that what Jesus really wanted was for his followers to break down the walls that separated the people in society. And we can only do that when we let others know that it is about them. So I want to encourage you to put this phrase somewhere where you live, and live with it for a while. The phrase being, it's not about me. Put it on your computer screensaver or on your refrigerator door. You know, it's as simple and as difficult as that. It's not about you or me, it's about them, about the other person. It's about the one who was right in front of us, or even the one who was far away. Amen.